be rather chilly, Jane.
Thanks, Helen. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 3rd of April. There are warnings of gales in Trafalgar. The general synopsis at midnight, high southern Norway, 1,034, expected to dissipate by midnight tonight. Low Biscay, 1,004, expected to lose its identity by the same time. Low, 50 miles west of Fitzroy, 990, expected Trafalgar, 993, by that time. New high, expected 50 miles north of Faroes, 1,038, by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cirra. Variable 3 or 4, becoming north or northeast, 5 to 7. Mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor in north at Cirra. South at Cirra, variable 3 or 4, becoming north or northwest, 4 or 5. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, 4th. Variable 3 or 4, becoming east or northeast, 4 or 5. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Tyne, Dogger. East or northeast, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Fisher. Variable 3 or 4, becoming north or northwest, 4 or 5. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. German Bight, Humber, Thames. East or northeast, 4 or 5. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Dover, White. East or northeast, 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Portland, Plymouth. East or northeast, 5 or 6, veering southeast for a time. Rain or showers, moderate or good. Biscay, Fitzroy. Cyclonic, 5 to 7, thundery rain or showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. East or northeast, 5 or 6, becoming cyclonic, 5 to 7. Rain or showers, moderate or good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. East or northeast, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Fair Isle, variable 3 or 4, becoming east or northeast, 5 or 6. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Faroes, variable 3 or 4, becoming east or southeast, 5 or 6. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Southeast Iceland, variable 3 or 4, becoming southeasterly, 4 or 5. Mainly fair, moderate or good. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, east 2, 15 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Stornoway, northwest by north, 1, 9 miles, 1028, steady. Lerwick, west southwest, 3, 8 miles, 1029, now rising. Lucas, southwest by west, 2. Rain, 1.5 miles, 1029, falling slowly. Bridlington, northeast, 5. 1024, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east by south, 5. 5 miles, 1018. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 5 miles, 1015. Jersey, east by north, 4. 15 miles, 1012, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by east, 5. 2 miles, 1014. Scilly Automatic, east-northeast, 5. 7 miles, 1013, falling slowly. Valentia, northeast by east, 2. 24 miles, 1,018, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, northeast by east, 5. 19 miles, 1,023, falling slowly. Malin Head, east by south, 3. 22 miles, 1,025, now rising. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Thursday the 3rd of April. The general situation, pressure will be low to the southwest of the UK throughout, with high pressure to the north or northeast. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 3 or 4, becoming easterly or northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 west of Orkney. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 3 or 4, becoming east or northeast 4 or 5. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. East 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, east or northeast, 4 or 5, occasionally 3 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, easterly 4 or 5, occasionally 3 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, easterly 4 or 5, occasionally 3 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, east or northeast 5 or 6, veering southeast 3 or 4, backing east or northeast later. Rain or showers, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, east or northeast, veering southeast 5 or 6, backing east 4 or 5 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or northeast, veering southeast 5 or 6, backing east 4 or 5 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Northeast 5 or 6, veering east or southeast 4 or 5. Rain or showers later, moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East 5 or 6, occasionally 4 later. Rain or showers later, moderate or good. Isle of Man, east or northeast 4 to 6, fair, good. Lochfoyle to Carlingford Loch, east 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Rain or showers later, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. East or northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. East or northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. East or northeast 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Finally, Shetland Isles, variable 3 or 4, becoming northeast 4 or 5. Fair, good. And I'll just repeat that general synopsis at midnight. High southern Norway, 1,034, expected to dissipate by midnight tonight. Low Biscay, 1,004, expected to lose its identity by the same time. Low 50 miles west of Fitzroy, 990, expected Trafalgar, 993 by that time. New high expected 50 miles north of Faroes, 1,038, by midnight tonight. And that completes the shipping forecast.
I'm David Dimbleby, and in this series, I'm charting one of the most powerful political changes of the last 50 years, the free market revolution. It starts unexpectedly on a chicken farm in Sussex. It drifts through the shadows of post-war London, and then it bursts onto a scene of opulence and excess in the champagne bars of the city. This is the surprising, sometimes weird story of the shift in economic power from government to private individuals and businesses, how it transformed our country and the masterminds behind it. Invisible Hands with me, David Dimbleby, from BBC Radio 4. Listen now on BBC Sounds.
Coming up, Farming Today has more about Operation Turtle Dove and the UK farmers who've been growing habitats and food for the birds that spend their summer here after wintering in West Africa. It's a project that helps increase their numbers by 40%. Charlotte Smith has the details in a couple of minutes. First, here on Radio 4, it's time for Prayer for the Day with the writer and broadcaster Anna Magnusson.
Good morning. Recently, I went on holiday to Spain with my two sisters, just a long weekend away for a bit of sun. There was some sun, but that wasn't the heart of the trip. The best thing was just being with each other. It's a very long time since we went away together, just the three of us. So long ago that I was only 17. Back then, we drove around Scotland in a wee car and stayed in youth hostels and the occasional bed and breakfast. Up the east coast to the north, over the sea to Orkney, back to the mainland and down the west coast. I've forgotten huge swathes of that trip, but in the magical ways of memory, I can also clearly see us in that car, talking, laughing, squabbling over directions, arguing about when to stop for food. I vividly remember a particular night at a youth hostel when one sister marched off with a blanket and pillow to sleep in the bathroom because, she said, my snoring was unbearable. It's all still there in the memory bank, but more than that, it's in my heart, so embedded that I was replaying the images and feelings of that Scottish trip as we were driving around in Spain, and as before, from my place in the back seat. We're deep in middle age and beyond now, we three sisters who were once young. And yet, to each other, we haven't changed. The essence of each of us is exactly what it always was. The years have never changed that. Best of all, we're still precious to each other, even though I still snore. This morning, I give thanks for the people we love and for the good memories we keep close and hope we'll never forget. Amen.
Prayer for the Day with Anna Magnusson. Now for Farming Today with Charlotte Smith.
Good morning. Today, warnings of extreme risk of wildfires in Scotland.
If you get a large wildfire, what can happen is it can create its own weather system within the actual wildfire, so it can whip up winds, which you saw in California, which were well over 100 miles per hour.
First, on Monday, we talked about Operation Turtle Dove and the UK farmers who've been growing habitats and food for the birds, which some are here after wintering in West Africa.